you're listening to Can I Get a Witness by Ignite Ministry Global. Please note that the views expressed on this show are solely those of the hosts and guests, and do not represent the views of WAPN and WAPB. The content provided is for informational and entertainment purposes only. Listeners are encouraged to seek appropriate guidance for any specific concerns. WAPN and WAPB and its hosts are not liable for any actions taken based on the information provided on this show. Thank you for tuning in. Can I get a
Hey everybody, welcome back. You're watching and listening to Can I Get a Witness? I'm Christina Amos. This is my husband, Jesse Amos. We're with Ignite Ministry Global and we're so excited you guys are with us for another week.
Yes, we got exciting people on the platform today. We're going to be interviewing somebody who I think is kind of special to us because we get to be a big part of what they're doing. With Future
he's
City Music
special.
Festival.
You are special, Tim. We love you. No, we're so excited to be talking about what we are talking about today. But before we start getting into it, guys, make sure you go on all the social media platforms, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch. You can listen to us on Spotify. You can listen on Apple Podcasts. Make sure you're going on and liking, subscribing, sharing, and please comment because we really want you guys to be a part of the conversation. Make sure you're chiming in, sending us messages. If you have questions, if you just don't like what we said, we want to hear about all of it because,
right?
You know, we're all about that, right? The ironing, sharpening the iron. We got
That's
to
right.
have it. So make sure you guys are doing that, liking and subscribing and sharing with all of your friends, joining in the conversation. Today is going to be a fun one, I think.
I agree. It is going to be fun today.
Now, if we can get through everything without any complications.
Oh, well, that already didn't happen. So we checked that one off the list. We're good to go. Now the errors are over. We can keep working.
I think we should bring that into the prayer request time, right? Like
definitely.
We should definitely start with prayer and let's pray for that one.
Okay, sounds good.
And I think Tim, anything that you want specifically?
You know,
to
we haven't actually introduced Tim yet.
Yeah. Who am I?
Who is this
logistics,
guy?
Logistics.
Well, I set it up for you to introduce, and I really Chrissy want to do him justice. So this is Tim Spencer with Aura Street Mission Band.
You still didn't get that drum roll for me.
Look, there's only so much time in the day, okay? And I want to sometimes live and help and spend some time with my kids, right? Because they're supposed to be important too. So I did not get a drum roll, okay. You know, but I do know this. We have a great drummer in the house who you know, I have to say, Tim, you're modest about your drumming abilities, and other people would say you're pretty awesome. So thanks, Tim Spencer, for joining us. He also helps Ignite Ministry Global with Future City Music Festival. Really, Ignite helps him with
exactly.
Future City
We're
Music
partners.
Festival because, yes, we are
co-equal branches of government.
You know, and that's what I love about you, Tim. You know, it's a humble servant mentality that you possess, and you want God to do great things. And I think we have talked about with other people the seven mountains, which in this field, in this moment, we actually are talking about entertainment, mm-hmm. and Christians need to be the best entertainers out there. There's no reason that we shouldn't be, and promoting the message of Jesus through it. So
yeah.
Thank you for, you know, being obedient to the Lord, hearing the Lord that we need something different, not something that's been done before, just over and over again. We're giving an opportunity for the lesser to be promoted, which right. is sometimes not the case.
What do you mean the lesser? You mean the more lesser known bands? Or
yes, acts? Lesser.
Yeah.
But you know, it's easy to promote somebody who's already got a name,
yeah.
but it's hard to promote those who are local in your community who don't get that opportunity to go out there and share. And I didn't want to kind of, I set it up like that so you would get to talk about it. I know my wife would love it to ask a couple questions on Future City, because that is going to be our topic. But first, why don't you just tell us about you?
Well, hey, I'm Tim Spencer, and I graduated from Warner way back in the day. I won't say when, because you'll just think, man, that guy looks pretty old for 29. So, but yeah, I've lived in the community, was a lifeguard, and I actually moved to Nashville and my wife and I for about 18 years, and always felt connected to the area, and actually lost my job up there and came back to Daytona to work. Like, I was looking for a job anywhere in the country, and the most unlikely place I got this job in Daytona was back here for a year, and kind of like, and I thought, okay, God, I have a feeling I'm going to be back in Daytona at some point. So a couple years ago, we decided to move back, sold our house in Nashville and moved back. And when I moved back, I was surprised by a couple things. One of the things I was surprised about was the level of talent of just Christian artists in the area. The other thing I was shocked about of how limited the opportunities are to actually get to play out. Mm-hmm. So you have these artists that might play in church once in a while, but don't really get a chance to play on a stage and just kind of
in their own music
and do their thing. Right.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, we have enough covers of Bethel and Elevation.
Those aren't bad, though.
No, they're great. There's nothing wrong with them. Right. But the thing that makes them great, this is a kind of a side note. People watch these videos and like, if we do that in church, then we'll have that same experience, but they're missing the key ingredient is that person wrote that song. It's something they walk through, and when they're doing that song,
yeah,
they're not in Saul's armor, so to speak, right? They're actually able to kind of move within it because they lived it, not just singing a cover of something else, covering a song that God gave someone else, right? Nothing wrong with that, right? But there's something about when you write a song and you're just singing it from your spirit, it's something different. So people get an opportunity to do their own original music. And I think some bands are shocked. They're like, you want me to know covers? I said, well, you can do a cover, but I mean, your own songs. And they're like, wait, you want me to do my own? Yes, we want to do your own material. and I think I was, that. So that's the one reason I thought, you know, I did a concert when we got back to town. I kind of reformed the Orr Street Mission Band. That's a whole other story. And there was just so many people that we could invite to play with, and they were so good. I met Harry Love and the Hellstompers, and I met Josie Mitchum. And I was like, who are these people? They were amazing. And I realized if there's this many people in town that are this good, we should like do an all-day festival.
Amen.
And we did.
Future City was born.
It was born. I think Tim likes to the before and after when Ignite got involved. He likes the comparison. Have we got the two photos? Because
We need to.
I gotta get. We'll put that up on social media. Yeah.
Humble beginnings. Literally the most humblest of beginnings. The first year we did it, and it was just sometimes when you're pioneering something, it's like can this even be done? It's like you ever wonder why the first light bulb that was developed? I mean, it was terrible, right? It didn't last very long. It wasn't very bright. But the first concept is like a proof of concept. Like,
yeah.
Can we even do this? Will people show up? And people did. And I could tell there was a hunger for this sort of thing. And everyone could kind of see, yeah, it's kind of put together with no budget and kind of one guy's doing it all. And they're smoking meat on the stage as well. They're like, that's different.
That's... You really like those chicken legs, though.
Oh, yeah. And yeah. They were actually pretty good. But you know, it's like I kind of envisioned it being what it was this year. And, yeah. You know, and it was really you guys that made all that happen. And we had so many more bands this year. It was really exciting. The one thing that we're still trying to figure out is what's the best venue and what's the best way to get people there
around it, you know,
yeah.
And how can we make it possible to do over and over again without being extremely expensive? Because it did cost us about $25,000. Now, thank God that there were people who donated, churches got behind it, and not to just keep on asking the same people over and over again. Yeah. But there's got to be more people who have this vision to get Christian mainstream out there in the I want to call it local market promotion, you know, and we have like you said, amazing talent all over the country, all over our area, and we would love to see it. You know, I'm speaking from my personal you know, visions. When I got linked with you, I, you know, immediately it was like we clicked, you know, Tim and I, are, we have a heart to see God do something great and give God our best,
right,
our excellence. Like, Tim wants to invite the people who have practiced in the woodshed for hours and have not gotten the opportunity to play it mm-hmm. in front of a mass crowd yeah. and us to be able to have a mass crowd come and be, you get to listen to somebody who you may not even know and existed, but it is shred. And it's almost like, and my favorite, one of my favorite shows is America's Got Talent.
Right. Yeah.
Because, and I'm thinking maybe Future City should do Future City's Got Talent, like a, yeah, like cool. a 3-minute cool. little, yeah. You know, demo where we do like, you know, a series. That would be so cool. That's been a vision of mine personally, to do things like that for the Christian faith, that somehow bring an excitement to not just the Christian club,
right.
but those who are outside the Christian club, and like, you know, I might go to church, but I really don't want to go to church. And then they come to this and they're like, okay, this is what the church is supposed to look like. Okay, I got to find this somewhere. And the community, hopefully, that is the church, reaches out and touches those people during those moments, you know, that you're going to have an interaction with somebody in the right. crowd, not just on stage, but. And they're going to be a light in that circumstance. And maybe those people invite them to their church. You know, right. that's yeah. that's yeah. The mission field, right? We're bringing the Lord, help me with words, the community to the church right. and the church to the community, not the community to a building, but the actual people together.
Right.
You know, those who are outside the church coming together with those who are inside the church. That's the hope, I thought, when Tim explained it. And it really did, with that big event next door with this year's Future City. Many people came by and walked by and said, what is going on? What are y'all doing? They didn't feel included, but they did come and stop and peek in. And we don't know. We don't know if that right. didn't plant a seed, yeah. you know?
One thing that I thought was also really cool is like, you know, you invited these bands to come and to share their talents with the community, which was a really amazing thing in your heart. But also the gospel was still given that day, too. Yeah. And it's given not only just through the music, because the gospel is being presented through the music. I mean, you just listen to one of your songs and I hear the gospel being presented. But also there were other ways to connect with the community as well, like with the Extreme Team, you know, yeah. doing the skits and stuff like that and the dancing and just being open to inviting people that have other gifts, you know, to use their gifts to present the gospel also yeah. Yeah. in the form of entertainment. I mean, when it comes to painting, dancing, skits, music, I mean, all of those are just different ways of entertainment, but the gospel is being presented to people because the hope is that people will come to know who Jesus is.
Well,
that's
well,
always
the
ultimate.
Oh, yeah. When yeah. the circus is around, everybody knows it's in town.
Yeah.
And the word gets out and it's entertainment and people want to see entertainment. And in between the big acts, there's always the variety act. And mm-hmm. you got to have a little mixture of everything.
Yeah.
But the goal here is Future City Music Festival. So to bring music that is not. So I think it's exciting because even though it is a music thing, we get that extra, you know, pizzazz. And then we have speakers. Like, you didn't even mention
yeah.
the fact that they literally preached the gospel that day.
Yeah. Yep.
My friends Jesse and Chrissy were up there lighting up the stage. Jesse was wearing a blazer. I knew he meant business.
Oh, yeah. I sometimes I dress up, you know. I can't always look that pretty. But, you know, just tell me about you. You know, Tim, you said you came from Nashville. You came here. You felt called. You know, tell me what this means to you. Where is it going? Where's
yeah, the,
where's
that's what it? I want to know.
You're working
where's
year round
here.
Yeah, it's kind of a year round thing. Well, it's a labor of love. You know, I guess the analogy I could say is when I lived in Nashville, I still like mountain biking here, but I was really into mountain biking. But I was kind of part of the crew that would build the trails, and I had land behind my house and I built trails, and I realized I enjoyed building the trails almost as much as I did riding them, right? Mm-hmm. But when I build a trail, I'm creating a path for many people to, in that case, have enjoyment, get exercise, be outside, unwind, be in the fresh air. When I'm riding, it's really just for me. So, but it's okay for both, right? Mm-hmm. So I feel like this is almost like Future City is almost like building a trail, right? We're kind of making a way for artists to be able to do what God's called them to do. It's like a multi-tool, right? It's like it's like a Swiss Army knife, right? We have people that are creating an opportunity for them to do the thing God's called them to do: speak, preach, play music, do what the Extreme Team does, minister to people, all like the Christian community, the body of Christ, coming together and just doing what they're called to do. Yeah. One special day, we're all there together. We're all loving each other, right? This is kind of the vision, right? Mm-hmm. There's a band up there, Loving Kindness, for saying. They're up there playing their hearts out, songs that God gave them. Like, this is really like the dream of this thing happening. I think that our challenge is, like, how do we get people to understand what's going on, the significance of it, the kingdom significance? Mm. Like, okay.
The unity.
Yeah, the unity. Just being with all these believers. Like, the first one that I did, I met you. I met so many people. The second one, I met so many people. I reconnected with so many people that I knew from, you know, growing up here. And just those connections are just, were worth it, right? So having this this event kind of for our city, and we kind of have a vision of doing it in other places too. And maybe I kind of see a combo of like finding local bands, but then having a big act that'll draw people. I mean, that's the goal, is to draw people there.
Yeah.
To do all the things we're supposed to be doing as, you know, high priest of the king, is to administer God's kingdom to them. So that's the vision.
What does it look like 5 years from now?
Or a street mission band playing sold out Coliseum. I don't know.
No, that's a personal. Now, we didn't really ask about Aura Street Mission Band, but I mean, you know, tell us a little bit about Aura Street. I know the history. I don't want to tell everybody. Right. Why don't you tell the history, how that came to be and why you're still there?
I was going to say, I don't know all the history, actually.
Kind of Aura interesting Street. Story. For the sake of time, I'll try to condense it. But So I was playing in... I was playing in a band that later became Mercy Me, and they were in Lakeland. And I kind of met them through First Baptist when I was going there to do a summer camp, play drums with them. Got connected with them. I said, hey, man, this is really good chemistry. I'll drive up to Lakeland and play in your youth group. And I did that for about 2 years. And then they decided to move to Oklahoma. And I didn't really want to move to Oklahoma at that time. So they kind of went off and did their thing. And so... About that time, I got a call from the bus minister. I can't remember his name. Really, really sweet man at First Baptist. They had like a bus pastor, right? And he was in charge of getting kind of inner city kids into Sunday school. I mean, they had a real serious operation they had at that time. I don't know if they still do. I'm sure they do, but a pretty serious operation at that time. And he's like, hey, there's this Teen Challenge mission at this church down on Aura Street. Do you guys want to play for a Friday night meeting? We get a bunch of youth there, and kids are like there all week, and they want to do this Friday night meeting. And like, you know, well, they said they'd pay for the sound guy, which was like, oh, great. Okay, so we'll do it. So I didn't really have anything. I just thought, I've always wanted to really be singing and playing guitar. And I don't have to play drums. So I kind of got connected with some guys, and we just started doing it. And that kind of steamrolled into a ministry thing that we did for a while. So, that's how that started. But when I moved to Nashville, we kind of had written some songs, and it was really like, we thought they were good. We just never really recorded them. So I worked on recording some when I was up there. And then we were like, released our first album about the time that I moved back.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And, and if, for those who don't know, Aura Street is actually a street here locally, but by downtown.
Yeah. It's
the beach area in Daytona.
The mission is kind of maybe a bit of a, I don't know how I would describe it. It was a Teens Challenge ministry there, and it was like a Presbyterian. It was kind of a pretty traditional church that's not there anymore. It's a water park. They tore it down and made a water park.
Wow, the water park is on that property?
Yes.
I did not know that.
I didn't know that either. Wow. Yeah.
So
that is awesome.
Yeah. So,
well, not so much for the church, but I mean, it's kind of a monument here. Like that water park is like the only real big thing in Daytona kind of built.
Other than the Speedway.
And it's for kids, which Teen Challenge was a kid's opportunity. So, man, what we need to bring a mission back to the water park.
Yeah.
Or a street mission. You know, they actually have a stage there. I wonder if they would let us come and set up a Future City Music Festival right in the
at the water park.
At the water park.
They have a stage at the water park?
They would, I bet. They would. Yeah, they have a little stage. It's not big, but they do entertainment there. So I would wonder.
All new ideas for the Future City.
Oh, yeah, Jesse, now we got nothing but ideas. They come fast and thick.
Yeah.
Can we keep up? No, unfortunately, we have more
just
ideas.
Write them down.
If you want to give to Future City Music Festival, go to igniteministryglobal.com. We are fundraising for the next one. Right now, we are in dilemma. We were going to do a Christmas in Eustis, but we're not 100% sure because of some logistics with their venues out there. There's a lot of things going on. The town is pretty cool. But we'll be definitely coming back to Daytona, if not this year, next year, to do another one. And we need the funding, but God has the resources. I believe that. And remember, this doesn't work without the other churches. I think the community of believers is what we need to come around this as a unified effort to support each other and support Christian music and entertainment.
Yeah. And, you know, definitely reach out to us because if there's something that you do ministry-wise, you could certainly be a part of it. Like, we're not, our goal is to include as many people as kind of makes sense, right? We're not. Right. I mean, I'm not gonna say everyone's included, or we would love that to be the case, but you know, try to find a way to make you fit in. That's why, you know, we found speakers that we thought were dynamic that kind of captured the heart for evangelism. Those are the kind of people that we were seeking after. But there's people that have other artistic endeavors, right? Mm-hmm. Like we're trying to capture some of this documentary magic, right? That's something that Jesse's had a passion for that we're trying to incorporate as well.
Not only documentaries, but eventually films.
Right. Yeah.
We want to release a film at every festival.
That would be incredible. And you know, you mentioned entertainment, and you know, Christians always, I always have this thing about entertainment is a bad word.
But yeah.
We're all seeking entertainment from the time of Adam until now. After you're done plowing the fields, you were looking for something to entertain yourself, to distract yourself, to kind of unwind. You're getting it somewhere. Why can't it be something that's godly and quality? I think a lot of Christian stuff, and I think that's changing with like the kind of the sin of this wave of cinematic endeavors that are coming through.
Yeah, you know,
Sound of Freedom is, I haven't seen it yet.
We just saw it.
Going crazy about it. Even from the Passion of the Christ, which is quality, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we're seeing this. And even though what's crazy is, I mean, Hollywood is so evil, it's never going to embrace it. Even though they're losing money on the stuff that they're doing, it's like God is opening these doors for these incredible, you know, movies to come out. So Christians are getting entertainment, but why can't we provide something that is wholesome and feeds your spirit and actually has some kingdom, some eternal benefit?
Mm-hmm.
Your time is being spent that will count for eternity rather than just kind of wasted scrolling on the gram.
Yeah. And I think it is going to take effect though in Hollywood. Like I know, like you just said, like Hollywood's not going to just grip onto this right now. Christianity as a whole, we know that industry can be very dark. Right. Mm-hmm. But the more quality movies that get made, quality films that get made, more actors that are like, okay, I'll just take this part, you know what I mean? And then they end up coming to know Jesus through it. I mean, I believe that somebody can give their life to the Lord through making one of these films or acting in one of these films, and now they're moving on to another endeavor or another project. And now they're telling other people about it. And I think, you know, we can make such a difference in Hollywood, in the mainstream film industry, by putting out good quality work.
I don't think it takes just one area. So we were talking the Seven Mountains, and of course we've had great speakers on to talk about those mountains. And one of those is entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
The media is another one. The news. If we don't approach as a Christian this opportunity to advance the kingdom of God, then we're gonna miss out. We're gonna miss out on what God had for us in this civilization. America came to be the greatest civilization of in the world, not because of a man, but because of the word of God, and they stuck to it. They yeah. literally grafted the Constitution, and God, it says literally, our God-given rights.
Mm-hmm.
God-given. So we're protecting mankind through the word of God and what man should be able to do. Did you know that one of the things that is in our Constitution and kind of the language in which our founders wrote, that our house is our castle?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That is a godly principle. I don't know if you knew this, but we actually got that from the Bible. And so when we want to change the world for God, we have to push back the enemy, not in, I'm going to be a light in my community by being a good example to them. Okay. But where's your mission? Where's the advancement? Because if you're just a light in your little sphere and you don't get out of, like, we need politicians. We need businessmen. We need, those are people who are already stationed there. But how are they advancing? And how are we as the church, you know, helping them advance? How are we helping the entertainment industry promote the gospel and good, I think good entertainment in general?
Right.
Like our buddies down the street who, you know, rock and play really well, don't get a church opportunity all the time. Well, why not? Why are we not, as the church, funding those things that help them get a name? And that's what Future City is about. That's what I think Tim Spencer's about. And it's really funny because you told me this, and I'm gonna rat on you a little bit. You went out to play, right? Really for Aura Street's purposes, mm-hmm. really. And then realized that there was a call or a cause. So you went out in a selfish motive, really, in a sort of a way. I mean, obviously you're trying to promote kingdom and God, but it was like, it was for your band. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, when God presented you an opportunity, you said, okay, God, I'll take my opportunity and I'll make it about the kingdom's opportunity. And I think when we have more people who change their mindset to, okay, I have a platform, but let me share my platform
mm-hmm.
with the others to promote the kingdom. We bring unity between each other, and we promote what God is doing through, you know, all the mountains, you right. know, whether it's in the political, you know, government, in the schools. We need to get back to the schools. I mean, I could see Aura Street doing a pretty cool thing out of school. They, you know, what do they call that? Christian Fellowship of Athletes or whatever?
CFA, yeah.
You could totally play at one of those. I'm sure they would let you. Yeah. And if Future City came in and said, hey, not only will we bring you in bands, but we'll set it up and help you out to do it because we have these resources already at our fingertips, they would be blessed by a huge stage and the ability to do things that maybe they have to fund.
Right, which reminds me of something, is that we should let everyone know that Future City / what we're doing, we're kind of a turnkey operation. We bring the entire thing, the PA, the people. Mm-hmm. All we need is the space. All we need is a place and to get the word out, right? There's nothing that is required of a church. So because the festival only happens once a year, we wanted more opportunities. So we started this thing, maybe we should give it a separate name, but we're calling it Future Cities Christian Music Showcase. So we have the festival once, maybe, God willing, twice a year right now, but we're doing,
God willing, four times a year.
Yeah, smaller shows. By small, I just mean we're not doing an all-day thing, right?
Right.
So
a couple hours, yeah. two, couple bands.
Right. So, and churches have been hosting us, right? So one church did the first one.
Yes.
It was Testimony Music. It was Orr Street, and it was Loving Kindness. And we rented Atlantic and had a great show. We just did one at One Fire.
Come on.
Which was an amazing show because it's kind of a smaller venue, so it's really intimate. And
it's one of my favorite places.
And man, you guys missed it because Harry Love. And we're trying to arrange these around the artists that are releasing music because that's kind of the one of the benefits of doing a show. You have a release event so people know about your music. So it's kind of multifunctional.
Yeah.
And then we're doing another one coming up.
We have our
third host. Well, feels like it. That's right. Yeah, this week, August 11th at South Daytona Christian, which Jesse got us in touch with. And so they're hosting it. So churches around town are hosting these events. And they it's a show you could bring your family to. It's a good show. There's always good message, encouragement, fellowship, all the things. But it's just good music. So encourage you to come on Friday. It's going to be from 7 to 9. Mm-hmm. And it's gonna, and we got this, we got Orr Street, and we got Cassie Tires. Now, Cassie Tires is a artist from Canada, the 51st state. She's put out 4 albums. She's kind of a big deal in Canada, right?
Yeah,
she toured around on a motorcycle with a carbon fiber guitar. She's crazy. They're just built different up there. I'm just telling you, right?
Yeah, she's amazing.
Yeah, she's very, and her voice is, when I was asked to play drums at New Life a few months ago, I went in and I heard this girl singing, and I thought, am I in Bethel? Am I in Redding, California? I'm like, who is this? And it was Cassie Tires.
Amen.
Yeah, her married name is Cassie Carbajal, but Tires is her artist name. But she's fantastic. She's going to do, she kind of does like a songs and stories type thing, you know? She has great testimony and awesome. So it's going to be, she has a full band. So it's going to be.
Come on.
It's going to be.
And she's so kingdom, you know, and her heart is so much for, especially for like children and, you know, babies and all that, you know, so she just has a heart, such a heart for that. And Jesse, kind of going back to what you were saying, like you were talking about the unity of it all, like, you know, getting out there in entertainment and like being unified. And when the world sees us come together like that, they will know who we are by the way we love one another. But what happens is I think we kind of get tunnel vision. Like God gives us like this vision of something he wants us to do. And then we kind of get tunnel vision and we don't see anything else other than what's in that little perspective. Like we have no peripheral, like the peripheral completely disappears. And
That's what happened with Tim. He was like, okay, I'm going to go play. And then God said, oh, let me just open this up. And he's like,
yeah. That makes me sound lame, though.
No, you're not lame. You're amazing.
I think that's what God does is he's trying to advance his kingdom. And we always get that narrow focus that she's talking about. You had one mission, and that was to be a band. But in that pursuit of being a band, you said, okay, God, whatever you ask, whatever opportunity you give me, I'll do. And when you were given an opportunity, you then gave an opportunity.
Yeah.
And I think that's way bigger than going and playing as a band. Yeah. I think we're promoting kingdom. That's what she's saying. The narrow opportunity. So go ahead. Sorry.
I don't know where I was going now.
It was good though.
I was going somewhere. Yeah. I promise.
But I promise that you are not lame. And okay. I think everybody out there is going to get my point and it's going to challenge somebody else. Like, honestly, there's somebody right now who's got a great ministry or big opportunity. We're seeing churches literally merge right now.
Yeah.
All over Volusia County. That doesn't happen normally.
Yeah.
Not very well. Yeah.
Not very well. Not very successfully well. Anyway.
And not successful. You're right. And so we've got to be praying. Let's pray for these churches who are merging, that they will stay in unity, that they'll walk in unity, that they'll work through the hard issues and the things that are challenging. Because I think what God is doing in Volusia County is a revival that's going to be, honestly, it's being kind of sprinkled throughout the United States without us knowing is what I believe is
happening. And the blinders are coming off. So the blinders are coming off. People are starting to look around now. And now people are starting to say, how can I help? And that's actually one of my favorite things to say, like, and not trying to like at all boast in any way, but when I meet somebody, like I took my mom, you know, thank God my mom had to have a biopsy. It was kind of like a little nervous thing with all of us. We didn't know what was going on, but we went to see her doctor and there was no test results. And we were kind of talking to the doctor about the podcast and she's like, oh, well, I love Jesus. And I was like, awesome. And she's like, can we call a friend and pray for you right here in the office? And I'm like, yes, absolutely. So she like called somebody and we all got gathered around my mom and we all prayed. And we felt like, you know, even though we didn't have a physical on paper answer, we got our answer that day, right? Through being together and just the Holy Spirit pouring out. But she started talking about a vision that she had called prayer in practice, where you bring prayer back to the medical practice, right? Mm. Being able to have that open. And the first thing that went through my brain is, how can I help you do that? Yeah. Like, how can I help her take this vision that God gave her and apply it? You know, and it's the same way with like our friend Cindy, who's starting a ministry also to touch young women who have, you know, maybe been in the system or had kids taken away from them. She was a foster parent. And she's like, I think God didn't make me a foster parent for the kids. I think God made me a foster parent for their parents. And she has such a vision of this. But the attitude is, how can I help you? Right. So you're kind of doing that with Future City Music Festival. You're saying, oh, you have a gift that God given you. You have a word. You have, you want to build the kingdom. Like, you're amazing. How can I help you? How can I get you out there? How can we join together? How can we walk together?
Which ironically is what you guys did to me. You're like, hey, you're doing this festival. How can we help you?
Yeah. Yeah.
And if we could all do that, if we could all take the blinders off and say, okay, how can we help one another? How much further would we be in the entertainment business? How much further would we be in media? How much further would we be in all of these mountains that we're trying to conquer? You know,
that's part of entertainment. This is our entertainment right now. We're not preaching to you a sermon that we well wrote. And we have tons of scripture references, but I believe if you go through the heart of God through the scriptures, you're going to hear the heart of God through us. And I don't know about you, and I'm not taking away from the fact that preachers should preach the, you know, the word, and they should use scripture references. But when the scripture was being written, they weren't necessarily referring always to scripture. It was becoming scripture.
Right.
And so today, I really believe that we have a powerful testimony of people who are just ready to do something bigger in this community. And so we're helping, like, the WAPN did not have a podcast with multiple cameras, but Ignite Ministry Global, I felt like God told us specifically to come here. We had built this in a room in our house, mm-hmm. and we never got released to do it until my wife said, I think we're supposed to do it at WAPN. And we just felt the Lord move us here. And so what are we doing? Just like you are trying to do, we're trying to promote the rest of the body. Let's lift each other up. If I could catapult somebody off of my progress into the next progress for them. You know?
Yeah.
And if more mainstream artists would find these younger artists, you know, they know it's hard. The music industry's hard, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Tim, you've been there in Nashville. It's cutthroat. It's not easy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean.
And shockingly, some of the best artists I've heard, 300 views on YouTube. And I'm like, how does this song only, and I don't know, you know, what the magic is about getting to that place. But, you know, you guys are really talking about service, right? Paul tells us to prefer one another.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that act of service, there's nothing more Christ-like than when you pour your life into something that you get nothing out of except just the obedience or just the satisfaction of seeing that person be blessed and that person being launched in the thing that they're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
That's a very,
yes.
That is Christ's nature that we're demonstrating, right? In Ephesians, Paul taught in chapter 3, he says all of creation, Jesus created everything to the intent that the body of Christ would demonstrate God's wisdom or his value system to the principalities and powers, more meaning than we can even apply here. That's a little beyond it. But when we demonstrate
now you're preaching.
We demonstrate God's value system is, you know, serve others. The no greater love than a friend who lays down his life or who one who lays down his life for a friend, mm-hmm. right? We see this, which is the opposite of the world's value system, right. which is me first, self-promotion. Yeah. Everyone exists for the betterment of my situation or mm-hmm. my career or my fame. So, you know, we're demonstrating or trying to demonstrate God's value system in doing this Amen. As the foundation of what we're doing.
Hallelujah.
And you know, it's like Jesse and I, we're both very kind of A-type, yeah. Kind of lot of opinions, strong opinions. But man, God has put us together and we're able to work together. It's like, I've learned to listen, hear him out. And he probably says, oh God, Tim went off and did this crazy thing. So I'm trying to learn not to go off and do this crazy thing, right? And I'm trying to learn to listen to him. And man, it's a growing process. But through that, we kind of forge like a friendship that that is fun, because like we get to do stuff together. It's very exciting, and it's just like bristling with, I don't know if this is even a verb, like kingdom, you know, it's just bristling with like what can we do to further God's Amen. Kingdom in what we're doing. And that's the kind of friendships that we should be looking for, right?
Amen.
And it's hard to find them. It's hard to find those yeah. friendships, you know. Well, I think it's really amazing what you're doing, and I can't wait to see where Future City Music Festival goes. I can't wait to see where Oratory goes. It's awesome to have friendship with you. I would love to know, because I know as a woman and a wife, and we don't have a lot of time left, but like it's a lot of hard work. Ministry is a lot of hard work. It is mm-hmm. blood, sweat, and tears. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a lot of time. And so how does your wife, what does your wife think about all of this? You know, did I throw her in the hot seat?
Yeah, I think she was kind of a little leery at first. And, you know, like you're spending money on what now? And as I kind of explained it to her, and she came to the first one, I think she understood what I was trying to accomplish.
Yeah.
So this year, people were asking me, where's your wife? She'd actually sprained her ankle. And for her to actually get there towards the end was like such, I mean, she really, you know, wanted to be there. So you know, sees the vision that I have, and she's very supportive. And, you know, I think she's going to be kind of playing more of a role, kind of a helper with me on the future ones. And,
so, well, that's yeah. awesome. I can't wait to pray for Kim
that she gets fired up as Tim is on the vision that God has given him, and that we get resources
yes.
to do.
Yes.
And there's a great recap video of the festival. If you're wondering what you missed, if you have FOMO, you need to go check that out, because it was very well done.
And so everyone can yeah. find information on this, though, on Ignite Ministry. Global.com and also FutureCityMusicFestival.com. You can also find information about that. Jesse, we only have a couple minutes, and we didn't pray in the beginning.
Yes.
We passed that up, but I don't want to miss that opportunity.
Thank you for that, because I felt the same way.
Yeah, that's okay. We yeah. saw a squirrel and we ran after it. So, Jesse, could you maybe just pray for Future City, and then I'll close us out.
Cool. Father, I thank you, God, for Tim. God, Future City is something, God, you're moving through men and women of God all over the world, and you're moving through Tim. You're moving in his heart, God, in ways that we see, God. We get to see your movement through him, Lord. And we just pray, God, that as he's obedient, we are able to bless and help in this endeavor, God, to bring your entertainment, your message to entertainment, God, that you, God, would get the glory, God, that you would move in a mighty way, God, that you draw people's hearts to you, God, through it, that you promote your kingdom, that you expand your kingdom, God, in ways that we could never imagine. And we just love you, and we thank you, God, for bringing our friendship together, God. As Tim explained it, even when people could be bumping heads, Lord, if we let you lead in our, we'll bring unity, and we'll unify and do things that are greater than what we could do on our own. Because mm-hmm. I couldn't do it without Tim, and God, I know that I've only tried to be a blessing to Tim. So thank you, Lord, for the opportunity. In Jesus' name,
amen. Guys, we love you guys so much. Thank you for tuning in to Can I Get a Witness? Please make sure you're going on all of the socials, like, comment, subscribe, and share. Comment, go on igniteministryglobal.com. You can give to Ignite, or you can give to for Future City Music Festival. We love you guys so much, and we will see you on the next one.
the real star of the show.